Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We keep saying great time to check in with AJ. Straight wins for the Tigers. AJ, describe the feeling around this baseball team.
A pretty good feeling, and you guys can call me anytime after six wins. I'll take the call and come in and talk shop. But it's been fun. I mean, obviously, since mid-August with the different roster changes and the youth and the enthusiasm, some performance from a lot of different guys, and the wins have stacked up a little bit. So it's been nice.
Are you developing a new way to do things? Have you been called by other managers in regards to how are you doing these group outings, these group effort days?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not the first to do it, but I do know that it takes a lot of guys to do well to have the games like that. And we've done it for a few weeks. It's starting to normalize a little bit. The only pushback that I had publicly about, you know, what we were doing is we were just going in a different order. We were having these huge bulk outings. So it wasn't as if they were bullpen games. It was just out of order. And we got to choose who the leadoff hitter was for Brent Herter in his first few outings. And we got to choose who the leadoff hitter was for Brian Sammons or Kenta Maeda. And they were pitching on rotation, but I know it's, you know, from the talk with other managers, it's hard to manage against that because you don't know what I'm going to do or when I'm going to put in a lefty from a certain angle or a righty. We had James Rowson, who was one of our hitting coaches last year, now the hitting coach of the Yankees. And when I caught up with him in Williamsport, I mean, he was like, you know, complaining to me about as much as you can as an opposing coach on not knowing what was going to happen. So if they don't know, the hitters can't really prepare the same and they don't get a second or third look at the same pitcher. That's pretty fun way to manage, but it's hard to pull off unless the players are all doing well at the same time.
It's almost a macro baseball question. People have talked about the death of the starting pitcher or teams not having guys go 200 innings the way they used to. Do you think this only continues in this direction where teams get to just dictate where their pitchers, the matchups they get by going the way you guys have done?
Maybe, but not always. I think part of the sort of unspoken during this stretch has been some off days. It's been harder to pull this off during this 14-game stretch. Like, you just run a pretty thin bullpen. There have been games where we've had three and four guys down, and that's difficult to sustain. But I think if you're trying to win one game or you're trying to win, you know, that's what you see, you know, in the one game matchup, if you can match up your guys to the best of their strengths, then that's a good way to win. I don't know if you can, you know, you can count on the league doing it. Obviously the conversation around starting pitching is great. You also just can't say, hey, you're going to be a six-inning starter or you're going to be a seven-inning starter and let fate decide. I mean, the goal, I know football season's coming up, is you can't just run an offense against every defense. And the same thing goes in any sport. It's just in baseball, for whatever reason, our heads, explode whenever you do something a little different.
With 28 left, and I mean, you've always talked to us about one of 162, but now the momentum, do guys, or are you, is there a conversation that, hey, you're 4.5 back of a wild card spot? You've got the head-to-head against the Sox, who are right there. It's a division opponent in Minnesota. They've lost 4 in a row. How much of that conversation do you guys have in the clubhouse?
Not a ton. I mean, not as much as people probably think. I mean, I think we're very aware because, I got asked about it post-game. I knew I was going to get asked on this show. Any media that asked me, we acknowledge what we've done has been really awesome to get ourselves in a good position. None of it has any bearing on today's game against the Angels or tomorrow against the Red Sox. I mean, obviously, it's nice to put some wins together and some series wins. I mean, it's the same stuff we've been talking about with this group, every series is what do we have to do to win the series? Now we've won the series against, the Angels. We'd like to get greedy and get the sweep and get on to the next one. But if you allow your mind to float too much, I mean, I get it. It's fun and exciting and enthusiastic. I have to keep these guys grounded. This is a young group playing with a lot of confidence. We got to win today and see what today brings. And, the conversation around our team is going to be what it is.
The conversation with Tarek Skubal, I know you guys are trying to find spots to get him extra rest and be sensitive to the workload. As you guys get closer to a potential playoff spot, does that juggling act change at all for you?
Well, we've been doing extra rest all year. I think that we just admitted it now. And when I said that in Williamsport, I think that's when everybody started asking questions about Skubal's innings. I said this was probably his last start on regular rest, and I meant it. Now, part of that was I know that Casey Mize is close to returning. I know that we have an off day in San Diego before he pitches again, and then after he pitches in Oakland, we have another off day on September 9th, and then we can incorporate extra rest whenever we want. Some of them are natural, so it's not that big a deal right now to us, and we have the rotation mapped out for the next road trip and even into the next homestand. You're not going to change that based on the off days that we have. So we can accomplish both things by continuing to put him out there and put him in a good position, but also utilize the extra rest at this time of year where he's pitching the most he's ever pitched in his life.
What do you expect to see from Mize when he does take the mound?
Well, I hope he continues the growth that we saw during his rehab. He worked hard on his slider and his split, and he had a couple runs cashed in at the end that we pushed him to the fifth inning. But we've got to command the strike zone. I mean, at the end of the day, one of the things that we've done really well during this stretch, regardless of when these guys have pitched, the starters and the bulk guys or whatever we want to call them, they've come in and pounded the strike zone. Brent Herter pounded the strike zone. Ty Madden had a nice debut by throwing strikes when he needed to. And Kenta's, resurgence into being a productive pitcher has been about the strike zone. So it's going to be no different with Casey. The weight of the world's not on him. We can use the bullpen the way we have. We're going to get an extra arm on September 1st. So our pitching is going to, hopefully continue to take down the bulk of the innings by throwing strikes.
You mentioned Williamsport. It feels like maybe a turning point. Is that how you viewed it? Or, I mean, is there a moment during this stretch where you felt like, oh, it clicked and we're in a groove now?
The series wins against the Mariners were awesome. I mean, obviously, Javi hits the homer off Munoz, and that's the day that we made all these transactions. I mean, I had to tell Javi after that game he wasn't going to play a ton. Then we designated Gio. We sent the dude down who had had the walk off the night before. So those series wins were really incredible. The Williamsport win was pretty fun. I mean, obviously we're on ESPN, Sunday Night Baseball. We had sort of the emotional long day from 8 a.m., getting greeted by Little League teams on the tarmac in Williamsport to a full day of watching Little League Baseball to then the walk-off win. And then you fly to Chicago and you have a day off, and then we lose the series against the Cubs. And then when we came back and swept, you know, swept Chicago White Sox and then play well against the Angels, you look back and you can see that walk-off in Williamsport as being a catalyst for emotion and energy, despite losing the next series. So I think that the stretch that we've been on about winning series and coming with some late game offensive approaches that have produced some runs at the late in games, and the bullpen's stabilized, the rotation's been fine, even though it's been out of order. It's kind of been a number of things and not just one single thing.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The impact of Parker Meadows. It's obviously, since he's been called back up from Toledo, has been tremendous. And Jim's been sharing this stat with us about it's basically two of every three games, even going back to before he was sent down.
Well, because AJ, again, we know a lot goes into winning, and it's not all because of Parker. But when the guy's 36 and 18 in games he plays, like, I mean, something about him is sparking winning.
What is it?
You know when I figure out that people are noticing is when I get asked when he has an off day. Like, this guy's been running all over the bases, all over the outfield. I give him an off day, and everybody's asking, "Hey, what's going on with Parker Meadows? Why isn't he playing?" Like, that's almost like your arrival date as a player when people notice when you're not playing. He's been awesome. And you know, I didn't plan on him being at the top of the order when he came back. I wanted him to have a lot of success because of the hole that he had dug himself at the beginning of the season and the expectations. And I wondered if I was pushing him too hard to lead him off, but the catalyst that he is, it gets me wanting to get him at the top of the order. When he gets on base, when he can hit the ball out of the ballpark, he can run the bases as good as anybody on our team, the outfield defense. I mean, all of that is like signals of a fun player to have at the top of the order, but he continues to do it. So I did give him an off day yesterday, which he'll play out, you know, the Boston series. He'll play into the series, and then we have an off day. I've been wanting to be careful with the guys that have come off the injured list, Parker being one of them. But he's a winning player because of how he can contribute on days that he swings the bat, and on days that he doesn't, he still has winning plays in him.
Update on Reese Olson?
He's doing well. He's going to throw a live BP this weekend. And actually, Wenzel Perez might be one of the hitters. So both of those guys can get some good work in. You know, where we're at on the calendar, it's going to be interesting to see how much we can build his capacity, like how many pitches he can throw. But the faith in hitters is when the adrenaline kicks in and the extra energy and the velo should spike a little bit. And Then we'll see how he feels after that. If he feels good after that, then you start mapping out what a plan is to get him back into competition.
Jace Young, want to end on him. The acclimation process, what you've seen. I know he had a bunch of errors in AAA and always a translation question with the bat to major league pitching. What's your assessment been so far?
Yeah, he's a gamer. You know, I mean, he has an edge to him. And you know, I get to hear the little one-liners in the dugout or some of the, you know, he's been able to you know, kind of keep his emotions in check. Despite being sort of an edgy little gamer that comes up big. I mean, obviously he was part of that Williamsport win against a really good closer, goes backside. I mean, he'll defend himself against lefties. He's learning a new position. Joey Cora is all over this kid to every detail at third base. So he's a work in progress, learning the position and, you know, but when he's up to bat, like there's some energy to that at bat and there's some edge to that at bat. And, you know, he walked a couple times last night. He near missed a ball, almost hit a home run. Got to play in front of his brother in Chicago. There's a lot to like about Jace, and it centers around being a good baseball player and baseball feel and a competitive, some competitive juices.
Jake Rogers said it best, don't let the Tigers get hot. You guys officially hot, winners of six straight. AJ, we look forward to the conversation before the season wraps up.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. We'll see you later.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch, it's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.